We are here on our Wyota Steakhouse Coaches Show on KSOM as we get ready for tonight's matchup between BGM and Riverside. Joining me now is the head coach for the BGM Bears, Jared Burns. And, Coach, how do you feel about your football team coming into this playoff game against the Bulldogs?
Well, we've definitely been playing our best football the last couple of weeks, so that's encouraging. We finally figured out how to play some defense and have been tackling and running the ball, and offensively, we've been pretty functional. So, yeah, I mean, we're definitely, like I said, we're definitely playing our best football. So that's encouraging to see.
Well, yeah, I mean, Madrid, Linville, Sully got you in back-to-back weeks, but you've won now games against Martinsdale, St. Mary's, Earlham, North Mahaska, New London was a forfeit. You mentioned the defense. What things did you try to focus on to improve in the defensive department?
Just swarming the ball, running the ball, controlling our gaps, playing with leverage. We had some young linebackers this year. We graduated both our linebackers, and so we were trying to figure out some fits just for that position group. I think we really kind of found them the last couple of weeks, and that's made a huge difference. And those guys are playing with a lot of confidence, and they're playing with a lot of speed. They're playing downhill, and it's been fun to watch them play, and it's made a huge difference in our game plan. We were kind of suspect on the back end too. And then Bo was able to play. He wasn't healthy early in the year, so he wasn't able to be out there and help us out. So he's gotten healthy the last couple of weeks, and so he's been able to play defense, and that's shored us up, having him at safety. And then we had some young kids playing that hadn't played before, and just getting them some snaps under their belt and getting some confidence. And, you know, we covered really, really well Friday night against a team that had been, you know, throwing it 30, 40 times a game. So we didn't allow any passing yards on Friday. So it was just encouraging to see like how they've progressed and how much better we've gotten over the course of the season. And, you know, in that Linville Sully Madrid stretch, we were not playing like that. We were not playing downhill. We were not playing the football, and the quality of football teams that we were playing during that stretch is a lot better than the quality football teams we played here at the end of the year. But I think just the way that we've been playing, and we've kind of been playing with an edge too, and that's made a huge difference in the way that we played the last couple of weeks.
So tell me about Bo and, you know, how he's come along throughout the season. Like you say, he battled some injuries at the start. What would you say has been his biggest attribute this year in his senior year at quarterback and overall running the team?
Well, we really thought that we'd be a lot more balanced in the run and pass game, and it's been more of a run game for us, especially here recently. So he's really carried the load for us from a carry standpoint. I did not anticipate that. You know, he'd done that in the past, I guess, but just because we had so many more offensive snaps, you know, he was getting a lot of carries, but we were throwing it a lot more, so it was a lot more balanced. And this year we haven't thrown it as much. We haven't needed to throw it as much this year. So we've been running a lot more. So just the physicality of his run game has really come along. You know, he wasn't the last couple of years, he wasn't a physical runner and he didn't finish his runs. And this year he spent a lot of time in the weight room. And I think that's made a huge difference. He's a couple steps faster. He's finishing his runs and he's running through arm tackles, and he's just a lot more physical runner this year. And it's been a lot of fun to watch that develop.
And when he has thrown the football, it seems like Landon Hassett is going to be his target more times than not. He's got 40 catches. He got 68 receptions total as a team. What has been Hassett key there? And that's obviously been a kind of a combination that you've emphasized.
Right, yeah. He's a dynamic kid. He's really, really good in space. And, you know, we do a lot of things to try to get him the football so that he can make some plays for us. And he's made a lot of good plays for us over the course of the season. He's really quick, and he's got good hands, and he's a smart kid too. You know, he's able to find empty space and kind of understands coverages and where kind of the soft spots in the coverages are a lot of times. So yeah, they've been a good combination this year for us, and they've had to be. We haven't had a lot of success with some of our other guys, but we've got a lot of really good young receivers, freshman, sophomore class, and they're really good athletes. And we've gotten them a lot more involved here in the last couple of weeks. And that's made a huge difference stretching the field and kind of taking the top off of defense. So we're continuing to work on that kind of stuff. And we know that, you know, down the stretch here, we're going to have to, especially this week, we're going to have to be able to throw the football effectively and be efficient in our passing game. Hopefully that continues to develop and we get a lot better at that.
So you're coming all the way to Oakland. It's quite a stretch from Brooklyn to Malcolm and Guernsey. No doubt about that. A long bus ride. And the Bulldogs, I mean, this is going to be a game between two of the most explosive offensive players in Class A, with Burns for you and, you know, Jackson Gordon for Riverside. Give me your impressions of what you've seen from Gordon and how you can try and at least slow him down.
Yeah, the state definitely didn't do us any favors with scheduling this game and making us go clear across the state for it, you know, and run into a team that's a really, really quality football team. You know, they're good up front. They're big and physical up front on both sides of the ball. They've got good linebacker play. They're good on the back end. They've got some, you know, a real similar kid to Landon Hassett and number one over there. And then they've got, you know, a kid that's going to get anywhere between 30 and 50 carries on Friday night. And we're going to have to tackle that, a big physical runner. And, you know, it's a tall task for sure. You know, we haven't seen a kid like that all year that runs as physical as this kid does. And as explosive and dynamic as he is. So, you know, we've got a full plate this week, and we've got a 3-hour bus ride. So we're going to have to do a good job of keeping the kids focused this week on how much different the look is going to be than what we're going to see this week in practice, and how much different the look is going to be than we saw all year with trying to tackle this kid. And, you know, we're going to have to be sharp because they've got a good offensive game plan, and they're going to try and formation us and get us out of position and get our eyes away from where they need to be. So our eye discipline is going to be really important this week. You know, and they're really, really well coached on the defensive side of the football too. So it's going to be a dogfight for sure. You know, I think this is probably one of the key matchups in Class A. You know, I think two of the better teams, especially from the 2-3 standpoint. And you know, it's going to be a situation where we got to take care of the football and hopefully force some turnovers and try and get some extra possessions in one way, shape, or form. And, you know, a lot of it's going to boil down to mistakes and who makes less mistakes, I think, in a game like this where the two teams are pretty evenly matched.
Well, it should be a great football game. And, Coach, really appreciate your time and best of luck here tonight against Riverside. Thanks so much.
You bet. Thanks again for having me, Chris.
Jared Burns, head coach for PGM football, joining me here on KSOM.